Kavod Harav, I live in the Washington Heights Breuer's community, and the prevalent German Ming is to wash before Kiddush on Shabbos night. Am I able to change my minig to conform to the community? Yosef K., Washington Heights, New York. The truth is, Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that since in any community in America, there are many shuls and people from all different places settled there, to say that one has to change his minig because he belongs to a certain shul, what he does at home, one doesn't have to change his personal minig. However, in the shul itself, you have to be noheg as the minig of the shul and not your own minig, because there it could lead to machlokas. That's the halach of minig hamakom. On the other hand, when davening things that are quiet, like your own private Shmoneh Esrei, you can daven your own nusach and don't have to daven the nusach of the shul. Things that are said out loud, but don't have to be said out loud, there it's better to daven the nusach of the shul, but it's not necessary. And the things that have to be said out loud and you need a minyan, like Kedusha, you must say the nusach of the shul, and surely if you daven for the Amid, you have to use the nusach of the shul. But other minhagim that are basically private in your home, you don't have to change just because you belong to a certain shul, since in that same community there are other shuls with people with other minhagim, and therefore you're not bound to the minig of the shul that you belong to, for minhagim that are private, personal minhagim.